You know, here's the kind of story that, look, it's indefensible to me. It's indefensible. When you talk about gun control laws, I'm just going to touch on this real quickly, because when you talk about gun control laws, obviously people are very sensitive to that, as well they should be, because the gun control laws in this country are actually designed to disarm all of us. That's where the left wants to go, is to disarm all of us. But when I hear a story like this and I realize that in some states now, this will get you prosecuted, it's hard for me to say otherwise. Another child holding a gun discharged, killing a five-year-old in Newaygo County, Michigan, according to the Michigan State Police. Happened Wednesday. Troopers called at around 3:30 in the afternoon for a report of a child killed by a gunshot wound. Before the incident, two children, a five-year-old boy and a six-year-old boy, found a gun in a bedroom of their grandparents' home. The six-year-old, handling the gun, it went off, killed the five-year-old. The boy's not identified. And as of Wednesday, the investigation is expected to be forwarded to the Newaygo County prosecutor for review. What do you think of that? What should happen to somebody who leaves a gun out in and it's picked up by another child and kills a child? Something for you to consider for a moment. My next guest, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, a leading medical doctor, United States Senate candidate from the state of Michigan, trying to get that Republican nomination to take on the Democrat in November. Sherry, doctor, good to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be back, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. Greatly appreciate you being here. Thank you very much. I want to focus on the border here, because that has become far and away the number one issue. Far and away the number one issue is the border. Donald Trump came to Grand Rapids in the wake of the death of Ruby Garcia, but she's just the latest victim of an open border. And as they say legally, but for that open border, these things wouldn't happen, because Democrats are trying to say, well, it was a domestic violence issue, it's not a border issue. Of course it's a border issue. He wouldn't be here but for that open border. What say you?
Oh, Steve, that is just heinous. Again, my condolences are to the Garcia family. But we are letting in so much crime, fentanyl, drugs. You know, recently there was a story that came out that an illegal immigrant could not have his gun confiscated because it violated his Second Amendment rights.
Right.
Hello.
They don't have Second Amendment rights. That's out of the state of Illinois. A judge says Second Amendment rights violated of an illegal alien having a gun that they're not legally allowed to even have by federal law. Go on.
Let alone be illegally in the country. They're not a citizen.
Right.
And so they have O2A rights, and yet they're trying to take R2A rights away. It is insanity on steroids, Steve, and somebody's got to stop it. And that's why, part of why I'm in this race. I was at the border, Steve, as you well know. 5 points of entry, and we are whitewashing what's going on at the border. We are whitewashing what we are allowing into the country. This is invasion. It is beyond illegal immigration. It is invasion.
It is an invasion. So you look at what's happening. You look at, well, then we saw Shiawassee County. We had, not too far from where you're running, we had three illegals arrested for soliciting sex from children. We had another in Livingston County, arrested, prosecuted, having sexual intercourse, CSC1, with a child of 14, right? And on it goes. How does this continue like this?
Because we have nobody that's allowing it to be stopped. See, when I was down at the border, the guys that I worked with, like Pete Chambers, Dr. Pete Chambers, these men were men of steel. I said, guys, how do you deal with this day in and day out? I would go postal if I was down there. There's no doubt about it. And I said, what would it take to get this closed and stopped? See, they said one order from Biden and 1 week. We would go in, we'd close the border, we'd go in and annihilate the cartel, and this would be over in 1 week, like they did with Osama bin Laden.
Yeah. So where do we go from here, Sherry? The border's open. It's clearly the policy. It is the policy of this president, of this administration, to let in as many as possible. Then give Social Security cards because they have to have those to work. And if you have a Social Security number, because there are no ID requirements in too many states, they just line up to vote, Sherry, if given the opportunity, or if encouraged and loaded onto buses and vans and taken to the polling place. Who's going to know the difference? We are, but there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, that's got to be the play, right?
It's got to be, Steve, because otherwise you've got to look at why else. You know, besides the sex and human trafficking industry, that's a $29 trillion industry. You've got to understand they're in for the votes. They can't win it legally once again. So, yes, they are trying to bring in illegal immigrants to also have constitutional rights of voting, just like that illegal that couldn't have his gun confiscated. That's nuts, Steve. It just is so frustrating, and it should absolutely concern every American. This is not even a bipartisan issue. It should concern every American. And then Witless recently saying that we should house the illegal immigrants, and she's giving $500.
Right, like she wants to, and that's not just unique to Michigan. That's happening around the country. It started in Massachusetts, first place I remember reading about it. Now it's in Michigan. You'll get $500 a month. You take an illegal into your house. I got an idea, Governor. You take an illegal into your house and let us know how that works out, and then we'll consider it after the fact, all right? How about that? Of course, they never do that, right? And we don't have any statistics on how many people actually take them up on that, which is probably not very many, would be my guess. But it's terrible. Look, you look at places like Denver. They're waving the white flag. They're out of money. They have no place to put illegals. You look at all the crime that's happened here in Michigan. Yes, Ruby Garcia gets all the attention, but as we learned here during Donald Trump's stop, the price of methamphetamines has collapsed by 80%. Collapsed by 80%, which means there aren't any meth labs left in Michigan. They don't make any money because it's getting dumped on us in such record amounts. It's cheap. And, of course, that's killing people, too. We hear about fentanyl, but it's methamphetamines. It's all sorts of other drugs, too, Sherry. I mean, it's everywhere, isn't it?
Steve, not only is it by the other drugs, and, yes, it is everywhere. I've said now several times on the campaign trail, every state is a border state. Every state. But it's not only the fentanyl and opioids. It is and as a physician, I can tell you there's disease coming in also. So, yes, we're killing our kids with fentanyl. We're putting the drugs out there with law of supply and demand. Yeah, methamphetamine, the price has crashed. Why? Because it's not in that high demand anymore because we've got so much of the drugs in the streets.
All right, so how do people find out about your how do people find out about your campaign, what you're doing? When is the primary again?
The primary is August 6th.
Right,
and one of the things that the listeners need to know, and we've actually just opened the doors and said, come on, we're not even going to charge it if people want to give something when they're there. We're doing a weekend conference, Faith, Family, and Medical Freedom, where we're talking about the World Health Organization, what's going on there, our food supply, what's going on with the land and the threat of the WHO, the assault on our children. We will be just discussing some of that. People from the Sovereignty Coalition, Ron Armstrong, Margaret Byfield, Avery Jackson. That's this weekend. And Detroit will be Saturday. Look on my website. And then we're moving the Horse and Pony Show to Grand Rapids.
All right, Detroit, Grand Rapids, big events. Faith, Family, and Medical Freedom Weekend, three events, April 6th and 7th, hosted by Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. Well, we wish you well with that. Again, what's the website?
Doc, as in doctor, DocSherry2024.com.
DocSherry2024.com. Find out more. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell trying to bring a red seat to Michigan. Doctor, greatly appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. I got all my signatures in.
There you go. See, we're on the road. Good work, Doctor. August 6th is that primary. We'll keep an eye on it, and I'll be back.
And we're off to somewhere.
To anywhere. Chatting about how Enbridge has invested in renewable energy projects
like solar. Right. That's what we're doing.
Yep, we're just two friends in a radio ad, letting everyone know these renewable energy projects can power more than 1 million homes.
It's the reason we're here, Zakiya.
It's the reason we exist, Mike.
So what happens when this commercial ends?
We say, tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right. Your well is the renewable green energy source for your well-connected hybrid geothermal system, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit MIChamber.com.